Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, and you're looking at him live right here on YouTube and Twitch. Really bringing it here. Have the latest, and the latest is, it is a little 5 o'clock fire, and Clint, Kevin Durant is obviously the big story. It is great, Clint, and it has happened a few times since when we've been here. There have been some times where that has not been on the positive side of things, but other times like this one, it is in a positive way of looking at it, and that is Houston meets the number one story in sports. And the number one story in sports right now is the Rockets trading for Kevin Durant and him coming here and them becoming a championship contender, so much so as they are second behind OKC to come out of the West. And Clint, on top of that, if you just missed it, or if you've missed the details of the trade, the Suns are trading two-time NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in the draft coming up on Wednesday, and 5 second-round picks. Now, additionally, what has come out today, according to Shams Charania of ESPN, Clint, is Kevin Durant appears to be open to taking less than a max on his upcoming extension with the Rockets. So there was a wonder, Clint. He's on only one year under contract. Will there be an extension? Obviously, I don't think the Rockets are giving this stuff up without for just one season. So there's going to be an extension. And within that, Kevin Durant is open to taking less. Durant wants to end his career in Houston with a championship, and he knows what the apron limitations bring on potential title contenders. So that is the absolute latest coming from Durant, and it looks like to try to help either add to the team immediately, or obvious they have some things coming down the line like Amen Thompson, like Jabari Smith, potential guys they may need to pay. He is open to taking less so they can continue to do what they need to do to win a championship.
Yeah, and in my opinion, look, the stars are aligning for the Houston Rockets. We've been talking about it for several years now. Get 2 through 8 in order, and then when a superstar is available, when the timing's right, you go make whichever move you've got to make to bring one of those superstars in that makes you a contender. Now, I'm not going to get on this high horse and talk about how all of a sudden that Vegas having them as the second best odds coming out of the West. I don't know that I'm there with just this move right here with KD, but I know the Rockets got significantly better than last time we saw them on the floor when they made this move for Kevin Durant. And everything that Kevin Durant, that somebody could possibly say Kevin Durant brings to the table from a negative perspective, Ime Udoka gives me confidence that this team can overcome anything that may be real. I don't know what is and what isn't real. I've never covered KD on a day-to-day basis. But I got a lot of confidence in, what Ime Udoka has built, the chemistry, the culture, the foundation, the standard that's set. Like, I've just got probably more confidence than I should, but I've got a ton of confidence that Ime Udoka is all the alpha leader that you need, and he's already instilled what he wants his team to look like, and I don't think KD threatens that at all. In terms of the extension, he's saying the things that you want your superstars to say. If you're going to sign a 36-year-old superstar, you want that guy's mindset to be, hey, if I got to give up a little bit of money to get another player in here or to retain players over the next 3 years, that gives me a better chance to elevate a city and an organization to a championship. That is what you want your superstar saying. So, hell, I liked it before Durant said that, and I like it the more we hear from him.
They're second in the NBA to win the championship.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there.
I mean,
they're above the Celtics, Knicks, and Cavs.
I mean, Celtics are dealing without Jason Tatum.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know, man. I like what's going on in Houston. I think they're going to be really good.
But hold on, what's holding you? We can talk about this a lot, obviously. What white, right? God, why does right always turn to white for me?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I was picking up what she's putting down.
That's what the whites used to do.
What about right now that is kind of, and I'm not saying you're wrong for that, but I think
the KD trade makes a lot of sense and checks a lot of boxes in a sense of what this team needed to improve off of last year. I in order for them to truly contend for a championship, like, Amen Thompson has to be a better, more well-rounded player, especially now with no Jalen Green. He's going to be expected to do more and maybe expand his game a bit. Like, you can't wait 2 years to do that. You know, I don't know. I think a lot of this year's success came from a Fred VanVleet that all of a sudden was incredible down the stretch. I mean, Fred VanVleet wouldn't have shot his eyes out.
He would have gone home sooner.
He'd gone home sooner by a team that was crippled in Golden State. So I don't know. I just don't. Like, you start talking about championship caliber. I mean, those are typically, I mean, superstar players, yes, great identity, great chemistry, great culture. You know,
I just think
who's going to, like, right now, Ron, who's going to be your number two guy on this team with the Rockets?
I would say Şengün.
I think that's where I would go right now too.
Şengün, and then Amen Thompson.
At some point, Amen Thompson, right?
But I mean, he's he doesn't have pressure to have, like, right now coming into it. I bet you Amen Thompson was thinking, I got pressure to really pick up my game to score. Like, I've got to, you know, we can't go through situations where I've got to score more. And certainly he can still do that, but now he don't have that pressure, man. He gets to really be the best of himself, and you can kind of bring his offensive game along in the way that it needs to go. I'll just say something you have said, and I think is not talked about enough. You said this leading into it. When we looked at the Giannis, we looked at the KD, we looked at, you know, all the potential guys that it could be, and that is, the Rockets don't – I know it will take some – KD even said it at the Fanatics deal yesterday. It will take some time with these things. But even with them, right, they're not having to change like an overhaul of what they're doing. He really kind of fits. And KD's game allows him to fit in a lot of different places, everywhere he could fit. Right, but he fits right there to where they don't have to – I think you said this, and we agreed. If Giannis comes in, you probably have to change a lot of how you go about doing things. You're probably a different team. Now, I think he just slides in, and you can still be the defensive team and all those things around.
Well, if you ask everybody that you have right now, just do what you did last year, and you add KD to the mix, a guy that can go get a bucket, a guy that improves your shooting drastically, a guy that helps you definitely in critical moments with his length on the defensive end of the floor. You're a significantly better team. I think it's just a different approach. Obviously, you get Giannis, you're changing a lot about your organization. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying you're changing a lot about your organization. I think KD comes in and is a plug and play, just like, hey, everybody else keep doing what you're doing, and now here's a little bit of shooting. Right now, here's some serious elite scoring. Right here's some of that length that you add to Jabari Smith and company. All of a sudden, you've got some mismatches there on the defensive end of the floor. I don't know. I like the KD move for the Rockets. I think it's a really good fit.
5 o'clock fire.
Into center field, coming on Myers, and he makes the catch. Astros prevail 8-7. A line drive rope off the bat of Mike Trout, caught for the final out of the game, and the Astros have a winning road trip, taking 4 out of 7 on this trip to Sacramento and Anaheim. And Blummer, that's now, by the skin of their teeth, 9 straight series without losing any of those 9.
All right, there it is. That's how you get on a roll. That's how you get yourself 5 games up in the division after being down. You just keep either winning or, in their case, as they kind of split there with the A's, not losing series. 9 straight. That's how you get to a space where you make up ground like the Astros have. And, Clint, they take 2 of 3 there, as you heard Josh Hader get Mike Trout out to end in another tight game that came down to it at the end, 8-7 for the Astros. And the Astros now are going to return to Houston with an MLB best 14-6 record in the month of June. And obviously they're going to turn it around and face the A's and the Angels before that. You know, teams that were kind of struggling here, now they're going to face 2 red-hot teams. But, Clint, where they are over the weekend, over this road trip with 2 division teams, the Angels and the A's, they are really continuing to hold it together despite, you know, not having all their guys and not having all their guys probably performing to the level that they would hope some of them were.
How are the Astros doing? Who would have thought sitting here late June, early July, and the season hinges on guys like Yordan Alvarez coming back and being himself, and Spencer Arrigetti and Lance McCullers coming back and being something similar to what we've seen them be in the past. Who would have thought that the literal World Series type, ALCS type, serious consideration type run would depend on whether Christian Walker can continue to get better and swing it better, swing it more consistently, and be a force at first base. I don't know, man. Ron, Tyler, I don't know where you're at on this deal, but for me with the Astros, I didn't think we'd ever be here. I think we'd be sitting here right now talking about, well, Fromber's pitching well, Hunter's coming along, Yordan's ripping the cover off the ball, Altuve's obviously got tread left on the tire, but boy,
they really got to make a move at the deadline.
Who's going to help these guys they're going to really be a contender? And really, it's a 180. We're doing the opposite, right? I mean, you could Hunter Brown, obviously, and Fromber are great, but you want to talk about cavalry's on the way, man. The cavalry's coming. I mean, if these young guys, the Jake Myers, Jeremy Pena, even Dubon and company, Paredes, when he's in there, Cam Smith now, if these guys continue to swing it well, man, and literally all of a sudden one of the top 4 or 5 teams in all of baseball gets Yordan back and some starting arms back, boy, look out.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a run here. Now, Clint, If we're honest, now this next 6-game stretch they have, is going to be a really, really big stretch, right? They're coming back home, but they are going to face the red hot Philadelphia Phillies, who are in first place in the NL East, and they're battling with the Mets. They've been coming on here strong here lately, and then following that with the return of Kyle Tucker, the Chicago Cubs. They come back. They're in first place. Both of those teams, and the Astros obviously have a really good record. Both of those teams have a better record than the Astros right now. So they've got a 6-game stretch against the Phillies and the Cubs out of the National League, 2 teams that are rolling really well, just like the Astros. Like, split net is good enough? Split net, 3-3? They split that thing?
What we got right now? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I would be more than happy with a 3-3 split. Now, I think as hot as we are with they're swinging the bats as well as they are, they got the ability to pour it on when they get hot. I mean, I think It's hard to sit here and bet on Dubon and Jake Myers and Pena to in a hobbled Paredes to hit the over, but they've swung it well enough, man.
And this next series, they got Hunter Brown and Framber going.
I didn't know how the rotation felt. That's right, because Hunter went the second game.
Yeah, it's Framber going, and then
that'd be Gordo, right?
Colton, old Big C. He's going in between Framber and Hunter Brown, and then that means
the clap. The clap is really good. You got to see it on YouTube, y'all.
And then that means old Gusto and old Walter. They're gonna get the ball against the Cubs after that. So, big weekend to see kind of where they are. Obviously, that'll be impressive if they're able to go on a stretch there. Just a hiccup came and grabbed me by the balls there for a second. I'd have been KD.
Those Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Pacers, they not only lose last night as OKC wins a championship, their first one for the Thunder, second in franchise history, but the biggest moment in the game, I think the most memorable thing from the Game 7 was their all-star guard, Tyrese Halliburton, all-NBA guard Tyrese Halliburton, tearing his Achilles tendon, and we have gotten that to be confirmed today. That's been verified by the Pacers today. He indeed tore his Achilles tendon, which that is what it really looked like. A terrible situation in the scene out there. Clint, we talked about the West, right? The West has, obviously, what the Rockets have done. OKC, the defending champions. The Lakers have Luka and LeBron. We'll see what they're able to do. Denver, not too long ago, was a champion. They've got the best player that many believe in the sport right now. Minnesota was in the last two Western Conference Finals. A lot of people think Dallas could be interesting with AD, Cooper Flag. We'll see how long it takes Kyrie to get back. So the West is strong. Golden State, obviously. The East?
Whew. Opportunity, baby.
Boy, I'm telling you, man. Yeah, I think the Milwaukee Bucks probably have to really get serious about exploring a trade for Giannis. I don't know if they'll get anything more that they can for him. They're in a bad place. They've traded all their picks to try to improve their team over the last couple of years. They're obviously on the hook for what's probably going to be a complete season miss from Damian Lillard, and they're on the hook for that. Miami has been kind of pushing to get Giannis. We've heard the Knicks as well. If Giannis stays out east and potentially goes somewhere else, and let's say he goes, that's the big move out east to watch, because Tatum is down, obviously, for a year. Halliburton is going to be down for a year. Those are two of the powers in the east, the Celtics and the Pacers. We'll see about, you know, hell, the Knicks right now, who can't find a coach, seem to be the team that is probably the best odds. Them or Cleveland. The best odds to kind of get there and take over the East. So that is going to be fascinating to watch what teams try to make a run to strengthen themselves in the East, because it is open with these injuries they have to major players. All right, coming up, your initial reaction. All right, what happened? What happened when you found out the trade occurred? What was going through your mind? Was it celebration? Was it celebration? What was going through your mind when you initially saw what happened with KD coming to the Rockets? We'll do that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I don't know, is anybody, have you all been around anybody, I mean, I guess it. Clint probably had the best chance. Been around anybody who has torn their Achilles?
No.
I hadn't seen the Achilles. I've seen all the other twisted, you know, spiral fractures and all that jazz.
Because, see, I watched Tatum, and we watched Halliburton too, but I watched Tatum, and it was obviously pain, but they both of them were overcome with, like, emotion, almost pain, like, almost driven, like, to tears, and I'm just wondering, was that pain, or do you think that was more so, man, I am out.
So I saw somebody, a former player on I think it was on one of the social medias, was talking about how you might as well get up. I mean, I know you can't because you can't flex your toe, but you might as well get up and walk on it because you can't, like, the pain, like, you can't feel it. Like, there's not a lot of pain associated with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what they were insinuating.
I'm gonna guess it's immediate. Like, the immediate hit is, we keep seeing that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm like, man, is this a pain? Like, is it really this much pain, or is it just like an emotional, damn, I know I am down.
It looked like to me with Halliburton, it was one of those, like, not now, man.
That's what that.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's like, not now, man. Don't steal this moment from me. We're literally in game seven, and we're in this thing. I started hot. I got 2.5 quarters to play, and now you're going to pop? I think it was more, to me, it was more that than.
I was trying to see Rodgers when he tore his, to see his face. Like, if he.
It was an all dang, sitting up on the field, all dang.
Yeah.
Hit the turf.
Yeah. All right, and I see some people checking in. What was your first reaction? Your first reaction, I was at HEB in the grocery store when I found out. What was your first reaction? As someone texted, my first reaction was, what did we give up? Once I saw we didn't give up Jabari, Tari, or half of our draft picks, I was so pumped.
You gave up some draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, 5 seconds. The way Brian Windhorst just flippantly just threw away the meaning of 5 second-round draft picks this morning was hilarious. Nobody cares about 5. Nobody cares about second-round picks.
F them picks.
Because they got 6 first-rounders from now until 2029 as well. But
hey, Ryan, you want to talk about being unplugged? We had no TVs in the house. And I had lost my phone on Thursday. And my wife, I don't know that she even follows. I don't even know if she follows a sports story.
Courtney found it. Courtney texted me while I was at HEB.
I didn't have.
She said you got a lot to talk about tomorrow.
We got home yesterday. We had a party planned at our house for my little cousin. We got home at 1:30, and some of them were already there. And I walked in, and my cousin said, "What do you think?" I said, "About what?" He said, "Rockets got Durant, bro." So you want to know when I heard him say that, you want to know what my immediate response was? Would they give up?
Would they give up? Yeah.
And he said they didn't. First thing he said, they didn't give up Jabari. I said, "Oh hell, come on, baby, I love it."
Yeah. No, I was gonna say. So that was how you found out.
Yeah, that was how I found out, just like that. And we had about five dudes standing around, and we all just start chopping about what it was. A pretty overwhelming favorite was Jabari Smith. I didn't realize how much
people wanted
beyond us that talk it every day. I didn't know Jabari Smith, a guy that wasn't a starter, was such a big piece of this.
Yeah, I would have thought they were going to have to give up Jabari, one of Jabari, Eason, or Reed Shepard. Like, I would have thought
with Jaylen,
one of those guys were probably a bunch of those picks would be the center point. And the center point right now is the pick number 10 and Jaylen Green, right? That seems to be the center point of the deal for the Suns. And I mean, I looked at it and I saw, and then as you said, you get down there and you start seeing it. And I don't know about you fellas, but I started trying to scroll down more. Is there another page to this? Like, this is really it? Five second round picks? This is really it? And then you get to looking and you're like, and then immediately you start rolling in your mind. All right, Fred, Amen Thompson's going to slide over here and play the two here with Jabari and KD. That's six. That's all of them long players. Mm-hmm. Amen, Jabari, and KD with Shingun down there. All of them, you know, can handle the ball. Like, this is, whoa. You got shooters. You got Jabari who can spread the floor. You got Fred who can, like, this is, woo.
You talk about now. You talk
championship
about,
contender. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
You talk about ball handler. And I know we're all high on Amen Thompson, and I am as well. I'll be honest with you. Like I said last year, I don't know that I'm real comfortable with him bringing the ball up the floor. When it comes to ball handler, like it got to a point where you needed to have Fred VanVleet on the floor. Besides the fact that he was hotter than a firecracker knocking down threes, you needed that ball handler on the floor. Now you've got a default ball handler to handle the ball damn near at any point with KD on the floor. I mean, yep. you got a better option. What I'm saying is if you just happen to have a run where VanVleet's not on the floor, and you don't have somebody that you want necessarily handling the rock, KD can handle that no problem whatsoever. So, yeah, man, I just – when it's all said and done, I love the Kevin Durant trade, and I love the thought – as a Rockets fan, I love the thought of getting ready for this upcoming season and thinking, we got Kevin Durant, you mentioned Fred VanVleet, Shingun, Thompson, Smith, Eason, Shepard, hopefully shooting it better. I mean, it's going to be real easy to get excited about that crew now.
Yeah, I just as a fan, Tyler, and this is when because I know you are as much of a fan as anybody who listens or texts into this show. Just naturally, the fan part is you want your team to have the best chance to win at all. You want, that's what you want to be able to go on that ride to 100%. Watch your team. And, you know, most fans won't, you know, really care, dive into the money and all this. And then what are they going to put on the floor? And you were able to keep your young dudes, and you were able to get the dude that just everything you're missing, everything that you were missing, he supplies. And you can't tell me you don't, even if you hate the trade, which I don't know how you could, even if you, like, I mean, when I say maybe there's some questions you have there's some things. But if you hate the trade, I don't get it. You kept all of your young guys. It's like if you hate, you kept all of the young guys except for the one who showed you the most that maybe they weren't ready for this. And I don't understand how anybody could, if you're a true fan, wake up and not believe you don't have a much better chance of winning the championship right now.
Which end was he looking from?
I've seen some people try to talk up how good Cam Robinson's going to be.
The left tackle?
Yes.
Oh.
People try to talk. I'm just talking about different guys that have come here. Wait. Oh, no, man. Wait. Do you see this? People talk up Kamari Lassiter before knowing what he was going to be last year. And now I see not all, but some people breaking their neck to tell me how bad Kevin Durant's going to be and how this shouldn't be the move.
Yeah.
this is, you are, yes, there are some potential injury concerns. There are some things that can happen. There are absolute risk, right? Just watch a 25-year-old blow an Achilles yesterday. I just watched Jason Tatum blow an Achilles at 27 or whatever he is. Yes, there's some concerns. But this dude was the best player in the NBA in terms of percentage. Like Sean Pendergast said last week, this ain't my fault or my opinion. These are just numbers. The best that we've seen when it comes to scoring off the dribble. The Rockets were one of the worst teams in basketball doing that. This is a guy, the only person as a 3-year stretch, and he is in the midst of it, of scoring over 25 points, shooting over 50% from the field, shooting over 40% from three. He's done that the last 3 years. That's exactly what this team needs and needed.
Damn, it's going to be fun, boy.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to be on TV all the time. You're going to be one of the most talked about teams. This is it. This is it. And you got a real chance. All right, coming up as we continue, T-Mills best bets as
Hey, when y'all were out, we had 2 green days in a row, believe it or not.
2 green days in a row.
Thursday, Friday, actually.
I was there Wednesday, but.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday was red again.
That's all right. It's a new week. I can't wait to see. He's going all baseball, no Astros tonight, so now he's not really betting with his heart at all. He is betting with just the feel. Here we go. See if T-Mill can make you a little cash with T-Mill's best bets coming up. And let's switch over to the Astros a little bit. Are you getting a little concerned with the other pitchers now? The other pitchers in the rotation, not named Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. We'll discuss that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only do I stop by Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Tyler, shout out.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
From the text line, when this thing doesn't work out, I want Sho and Clint to own it. No excuses. If I'm wrong, I will. As long as you don't do what lame, what I hope lame, I hope fans don't do, because I think it'll be very lame. And people can get into this, and that is, I'm going to root more for what I said to make me look right than I will for the team. You know, there are some people who are
weak ass fandom. Yep.
I remember I did that for about 5 minutes with Patrick Mahomes. If I've told you, remember, I was really, now this looks really bad now at this point of 2025.
Oh, thank you.
But you know, coming out, I was like, man, give me Deshaun Watson. This will be Donovan McNabb on steroids with Andy Reid and this crew.
Bundle Ruski doo.
Honestly, I still believe that Donovan McNabb with Andy Reid and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce would have been something else. But for about 5 minutes, I think it was a slant to Tyreek Hill that he hit against the Chargers in week one that went to the house. I said, okay. All right.
It's going to be all right.
Okay. All right. All right, especially that first year where Pat didn't play and we were just seeing, you know, him take over the league here in Houston, even though they were losing some of them games, but Deshaun take over the league. Okay, all right. Come on off of that. I do. I hope you all, because I know it's going to be some out there who can't wait to come in October or November to tell to Texas. See, I told you.
Well, I mean, what is the as a Rockets fan, like, what do you expect? Tyler, like, what do you, like, I don't, and I know I look at this through a little different lens than most people do. Like, I expect Kevin Durant to make this a significantly better team, entertain us more from a championship potential and championship contending team. Like, what's the text you're talking about? If KD, if that Rockets don't go win a championship next year, you're right and everybody else is wrong. Everybody that likes the KD move is wrong. Like, I don't know, Mike. Maybe that's something we can take calls on.
Are we right if we get out of? Are we right if the Rockets get out of the first round?
Yeah. To me, it's just like, hey, man, this makes the Rockets team a much better team, and what I think is we can, with a straight face, have a conversation about these are title contenders. Now we'll see what the season looks like the first 25 games of the year next year, whatever, and the first half of the season next year, and that may change. But right now, like, that's my expectations.
I just, like, to me, and you said this earlier, fellas. All right, let me get this right. So the Rockets are going to have a chance to get one of the best offensive players in the game right now.
Yeah.
Like, currently.
Ever, really.
But I just want to take it down, like, just say it out loud. The Rockets are going to get one of the best offensive players in the game, and he has been that here recently for the last 2 years, right? Like, can shoot, can do everything that you lack. And the only thing that you're giving up, obviously the number 10 pick, but you're going to give up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks to bring in that player. You get to keep him in Thompson. You get to keep Shingun. You get to keep Jabari Smith. You get to keep Reed Shepard. You get to keep, for some of you who love Cam Whitmore, you get to keep Tari Eason. You get to keep your coach. You get to keep all of this. You're a 2 seed, game 7 with the Warriors. Like, you're saying to yourself, you think Raphael Stone shouldn't do that? Like, when you say that, like when you're wrong, come on, you're saying Raphael Stone shouldn't do that? I don't know. Coming up behind us, best bets. Also, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans All Access. The greatest trades in honor of the Rockets getting Kevin Durant. The greatest trades in history, in Houston pro sports history. I believe this is going to be up there in it. Area 45, Sean Pajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. Just saw Santiago walk through. They will take over after us. And get this thing rolling. All right. Someone texted in, asked, and he's talking about taking a team friendly deal. Yeah, seems to be that he is making it a priority to winning a championship, and by way of doing that, Clint, he has said he is reports are from Shams Charania ESPN that he is open to taking less than the max that he could get to try to give themselves the best chance to help this team win a championship. I don't know, boy.
Well, you can count one Rockets fan, which is me. You can count that as I see this as the Rockets getting extremely lucky.
There's a part of it that's fortune, but there's also a part of they put themselves in a position to get lucky.
Sure they did. But at the end of the day, I mean, when you are ready, when the stars have aligned for you, and it's time to go spend $50+ million a year on a guy, this is the guy that's available. I think it's very fortunate that the timing worked out the way it did. Yeah. I don't think this is overpaying KD or KD doesn't have. I look at this thing and man, we are lucky that dude right there is available when we need exactly what he brings to the table.
And another thing, by those I see some other things about man, we still got these guys. We're gonna give him all of this money. If you watch what all the leadership did, Raphael Stone, his team, Tillman Fertitta, obviously, Udoka, all of them are involved in this. Just by what they did in this deal and what they gave up, the deal they got, I think you can trust that they'll understand the way to make the money work with Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith down the line, right? I don't think they're going to trade this and make this great deal, this great move that they've made, and then all of a sudden put themselves in a situation where they can't pay Amen Thompson, one of their young core guys. I would assume that they are able to do those things at all. So I can understand there are some questions, some concerns about things, how this injury, all this, but to think that the Rockets shouldn't have done it, or that you hate the trade, I can't. All right, Tyler, let's win these folks some money, man. Let's get a green day here, man. Let's string a few together, right? Let's string a few green days together.
Great band.
It is. American Idiot. Gotcha. Let's string some wins here this week, kicking it off right on a Monday. What's your best bet?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks since we kicked the week off in the right direction with a green number on a Monday. So let's do it this time. Baseball, really the only sports going on out there. No Astros tonight. They are off before getting back in action tomorrow. But I got 5 MLB bets for you on a Monday night. Here they are. If you missed any of them, head to the Twitter at @TMLRealDeal where I post them daily. First, them Yankee turds. I'm on the first 5 innings money line for the Yankees as they travel to take on the Reds. Yankees first 5 money line at -105. That's your first bet. Secondly, I got the Pirates at Brewers under 8.5 runs in that one. I'm expecting a pitcher's duel in that one. I meant to write down the starters. Now I can't remember. We'll circle back to that. Red Sox at Angels. I'm on the over in this one. Over 9 runs between the Red Sox and Angels. Next up, we got the Cubbies. The Cubs money line. It's almost even money. I'm on the Cubs money line at -110 as they travel to take on the Cardinals tonight. And then lastly, the New York Mets plus 1.5 at -140 odds as they host the Braves this evening. Mets plus 1.5. That is your fifth and final best bet for Monday night. Any of those y'all like, boys? Any of those you hate?
Some good ones there. Like some just good games there. Cubs money line, I like that. That's not a bad one.
Pirates Brewers, Ashcraft, 1.54 ERA versus Patrick, 3.5 ERA.
Thank you.
You like that?
Just circling back to them pitchers OT was talking about.
Appreciate
you like
that.
Yeah.
I got a good feeling. This is going to be a good week. I can feel it, and I'm not just saying that. I can feel it. We're going to have a very, very green, very profitable week of best bets.
I'm with you on that. Text line coming through. I bet he's hurt at least 15 to 20 games. I'd press the button right now if KD played 67 games. And be just fine with it.
I hope the Rockets
don't play him back-to-backs. I hope they make sure they have him ready for the run where he doesn't go out there and score 7, 8, 9, 10 points in playoff games. Text line, show, finish the sentence. So the Rockets get one of the best offensive players in the – I didn't say ever. I said in the game right now at the age of 37. Yes, he'll be 37 opening night. Yep. All right, for you, maybe his 25 a game, 50-40 falls the hell off a cliff this year. That's fine. I don't think that is the case.
It's a gamble I'll take.
Yep. I think Steph's going to probably play well again next year. I think LeBron's probably going to play well again next year. Russ, it fell off for Russ at like 34. It's let's chill out. We always knew KD's game would age well. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. I told you in the break, Clint, I've flown first class once, my whole life once.
I've never bought a first class ticket. I've been moved up a few times because of my point.
Every time we talk about stuff like this, it just never gets better with you. I've never had to buy my own first class.
No,
I've bought them all. I've got friends. I mean, he tried to do that little crop duster plane thing to make us feel a little bit better.
No.